this question for B3, either Todd or Scott. On a Division II permit, you still have to get that, correct?
That's correct.
No, we've gotten rid of all our divisions. It's a residential or commercial building.
You still have to go through and get a permit.
Correct. They have to meet the requirements of Article 16 for the RV part. It's a stamped, engineered drawings that we review.
As far as concerns for the safety and traffic on the 76, could those be addressed in that, or are those already?
Well, we have MoDOT. Those specs approval. Already. Okay. So if MoDOT have approval of their entrance for that use, I don't know how I could go above and beyond saying that we couldn't use 76 if MoDOT said we could.
So let me ask that. If MoDOT doesn't give you the approval, is the purchase of the property still contingent upon the ability to put in the RV park regardless of what we zone it as?
That I'm gonna have to defer to the property owners on that.
I mean, the answer would be no. If we can't do what we're looking to do, then, I mean, we're not going to use the 16 acres for anything other than, I mean, we already have the 5 to do storage, so our goal is to, you know, create a RV park for family and friends, and so without that, then the answer would be no. We would not be interested in that, and we would not be able to purchase it.
Said you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. Do you identify the parcel ID then?
The order number?
Where are you getting the order number?
The very top.
Our agenda.
I don't have the same.
That's the zone. That's the
zone. It's on the agenda here too.
Using,
yeah. And we're either approving or denying the order.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve order number 10-18-2021-02 from A1 Agricultural District to RV1 Recreational Vehicle Park District. I made a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So one over many. That's fascinating.
Thank you, guys.
That's the government part right there.
Moving on down the agenda, 1342 Southwest Outer Road, number 10-18-2021-03.
Okay, so again, on October the 12th, 2021, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approval to the County Commission for a rezoning request on the rezoning on parcel number 08-3.0-08-000-000-020.000, which is located at 1342 Southwest Outer Road, Branson. Property is currently zoned A1 Agricultural. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. For the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 16 acres in size, is Tract A of Vacation World, a minor subdivision, with no structures on the property. The property is served by Public Water District Number 3 for water, and it will be served by an on-site septic system for wastewater permitted through Taney County Environmental Services Department. So, real quick, here's the transfer station, which you all know where it's located. See Meek Lumber, highlighted parcel on the outer road. Just zooming in on that parcel. And then the zoning. That I would turn it over to your applicant.
Thank you. I am Philip Lewis with Philip Lewis Engineering from Little Rock, Arkansas, and we are representing the owner. It's a Camping World. They're looking to put a new RV dealership on the property. And there's not a whole lot. There's our preliminary layout proposed. What we'd like to do, quite a bit of inventory storage for new units, a customer parking out in the front, and also some courtesy RV folks just coming in with their RVs to there's a little bit of retail in the front. It's all RV related that they might come in and purchase anything RV related for their unit. So anyway, we do these. We've got several of these going around the country with them, and they do a really, really top-notch job, and they're very particular about their property. So I think it would be a great addition to your city. They're real proud of what they do, and they strive to be the best in the RV business. Sorry, after all the RV talk, I hate to mention RV, but anyway, we're not camping here. We're just selling. So.
No, it's not.
It is not for the weak or faint of heart, that's what I tell everybody. I tell my engineers all the time to work for me. Consulting world is not, but anyway, and I don't envy you guys what y'all do.
You guys have any questions?
No, I think the entrance is already there.
Yes, ma'am.
The mistake.
Obviously, as everything is challenging site, so there will be quite a bit of site work, site design has to be done. So,
all right. Anyone here want to come forward in opposition to this petition? Come forward. Is anyone signed up? Is anybody signed up?
I think we're together, so we,
Seeing nobody speak in opposition, move to approve order number 10-18-2021-03.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Thank you all very much. Looking forward to it.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 465183 through 465243, warrants 7805 through 7806, and warrant general interior transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes. October 12, 2021, and executive session minutes for October 12, 2021.
Did anyone have any concerns?
I didn't see anything. Move to approve executive session minutes for October 12, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to regular session minutes for October 12, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Collector presenting tax sale surplus funds per revised statutes of Missouri 140-230.
Good morning.
Morning.
In September, I had an over-the-counter silent auction and offered more tax sale properties. I had several that have surpluses on it, so I'm here to turn that over to the treasurer. It's a check for $1,802.50. The treasurer will place the money in the county treasurer to be held for the benefit of the person entitled to such monies or to credit to the school fund of the county after being held for up to 3 years.
Understand that these were all C properties. That meant that they went through three tax this year.
At least three. It was their C's and X's.
Oh, this just says C. Those are there were some X's also.
No X's gave us surplus money.
So this is the statement right here that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I did a sworn statement through the clerk's office per statute.
Move to approve the statement as presented by county collector through the clerk's office.
Second for discussion.
Second for discussion.
Could we say the statement for the surplus funds?
I'll amend my motion to say statement for the surplus funds.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Renewal of the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program User Agreement, St. Louis County, number 21-121, County Commission.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm here to answer any questions on our annual renewal of the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. As you can see, it is now changing to an annual renewal, but other than that, there are no significant changes.
Now, the state, did they not just agree to be a part of?
So the state did recently pass a statewide prescription drug monitoring program. However, they have yet to determine if they will join with the St. Louis program or create one of their own. I will say that the majority of our counties throughout the state are members of this St. Louis program.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the amendment and renewal PDMP user agreement by and between Taney County and St. Louis County, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Intergovernmental agreement with the City of Forsyth, number 21-120, County Commission. I don't have.
It's the.
Here it is.
It's for the grinder and screen.
Got it.
You guys have any questions on it?
Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement between the City of Forsyth and the County, SSP 489.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for printing and mailing services, Edward J. Rice Company Incorporated, number 21-119, Assessor. This is for the purchase printing and mailing services for the assessor's office relating to the 2022 assessment list for forms and envelopes, imaging and mail processing, mailing, postage, and related services.
Have they been able to hold their price, or have they raised it?
It's the same.
Same price?
Yeah. And